Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Yesterday we asked, who are we, America? Well, that was my question yesterday. And apparently it was Kamala Harris's question in her rally. I swear, they're only half listening. Taking her words from President Obama's teleprompter, she said, we're better than this. We're better than that. She had a large, enthusiastic crowd. I believe if she gets this nomination, she's going to give Trump a little run for his money, crowd to crowd, anyway. As she began making her promises that will absolutely break this nation. As she declares, health care is a fundamental right. Of course, they're selling insurance. You know that, right? Medicare for all, or Medicaid for all. Guarantee that right, universal free kindergarten education and debt-free college, because it's a fundamental right. Your education is a fundamental right. So, education is a fundamental right, yet the government makes over 30% on those student loans. What are they going to do without all that money? The government regulations also pushes these students into debt with more education than needed for their majors. They take things they don't need. Not everyone needs to go to college. There are trade school choices. There are still choices. The Dems scream about their beloved socialism. They have given up some of their pretenses now. They are just out and out telling you what it is. They are socialists, but they don't tell you what it's going to do. But after taking an oath, this should tell you something about their character. After taking an oath to the U.S. Constitution, then they begin to legislate, Republicans too, against the Constitution and against your rights, your Bill of Rights. The reason the president hasn't accomplished all that he could and should have thus far is Congress. There is numerous federal court nominees that are sitting there that they have not voted on, have not approved, as well as others. Kamala Harris was declared by President Obama as the prettiest district attorney in the nation. So she has good looks, and she wears better-looking pantsuits than Hillary Clinton. She's still a nasty woman leading this nation down a destructive path. If you want government to control you, you might want that for a temporary time and be satisfied. But one day, you or your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren will wake up and realize they have absolutely nothing. No freedom. No privacy, no ambition to really do better because there's no need to do better, and no independence. We are better than that. We are America. We didn't fight a revolutionary war to be enslaved to government. We broke away from that centralized governing that demands and dictates. Maybe you can't answer what America is, but surely you must know what it is not or should not be. We are not forced and controlled education. We are not, or were not, a nation that sacrifices children or babies and calls it health care. Abortion isn't about life. It is death. Socialist government health care is not America. Should not be America. It will not be efficient. And it will not be affordable. Insurance is not health care. Even now, you can go around it. Many doctors are breaking out. They're breaking free. You have to pay out of your pocket. but the price will be less, and you can be free and once again in control of your health, the caring of your health. We are not government property, government-owned property. To quote Sir William Blackstone from 1783, one of our founding fathers, so great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. I love this phrase. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. Isn't that just right out of the socialist playbook? That's what they want. It's better for the whole community. Not if it infringes on one man's right. We are not to be controlled and dictated by D.C. occupiers. But here we are, with socialists, very wealthy, telling us the rich need to give more. But that will not make you better off. They are not Robin Hood, giving, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. They're going to keep it. The government is going to keep it. And then they'll kind of delve it out, you know. Maybe you'll get health care. Maybe you won't. You might be too old, too sick. Look to Venezuela and see our future if the Democrats stay in control or get the presidency. If they do, this will be the last of any kind of freedom in America. And don't think those Republicans are any better. But for a few of them, they too are wicked and working against your president. Even after a shooting on a ball field, they cannot see the extreme crisis this nation is in. Congress is corrupt, and that has caused numerous crises, including the crisis at the border, because it's not just that the border doesn't have barricades, it's the fact that the laws are wrong, and the ones that are good are not being implemented. They've just decided they're not going to enforce any of these immigration laws. But they're feeding them. You know, if you feed them, they will come. And that's what they're doing. And then they look down look down their nose at you, the American citizen, as if we are nothing. I'm talking about your elected officials. They created the crisis at the border. They created the crisis, the sustainable debt that we are in. It's up to almost 23 million trillion now. And the division of this nation, that is a crisis. They created it and they keep feeding it. No, it's not the president. It's Congress. Presidents come and presidents go. And we've had some good ones and we've had some bad ones and we've had some mediocre ones. But Congress stays and stays and stays. They legislate, they dictate, they regulate, they put in place the deep state. It is Congress. And you elected them. You elected them. And you can fire them. Will you dare be that storm that will fire Congress? Certain ones need to go. It's getting to where it's difficult to know. They've lied so many times to us. It's getting difficult to know which ones are telling the truth. Which ones are sincere about a free America? Because I don't see any of them. They speak about certain things. But when do they mention independence for the American people? When do they mention freedom? They still want to regulate. But in a better way. I have an article here from the American Thinker. It was written by Alexander Markowski. Ideas of socialism transcend time. It's really eye-opening as to what this really is. And then I have an excellent article from Christopher Rudy about Trump not getting the wall and still winning. Your calls are welcome. I am going to share with you these things at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone calls before I start with this article from the American Thinker. We have Mark from Massachusetts. Mark, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Here's what's on my mind. I'll make it quick. Anybody who wants to make sense of what's going on in Washington, especially these anti-Trump forces, if you have access to a computer and the internet, do a Google search on a man named Leon Trotsky. He was a communist revolutionary. He was the granddaddy of the globalists. You dig into this man's background and the background of his followers. They're called Trotskyites. You will, it'll blow your mind. You start connecting the dots. And a lot of things that are going on right now make sense to everybody. I highly suggest they do that. Have a good one.
Okay,
Beth.
Wait a minute. How do you spell that last name?
Trotsky. Leon. L-E-O-N. Leon Trotsky.
Got it. Okay, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll look that up. Well, there is a lot going on, and the deep state is pretty deep, and it's not just in D.C., unfortunately. It is around the world. Look at Venezuela. Just look at that. And the only ones that have money there are the ones in power. They're the only ones that have any money. Well, this is written by Alexander G. Markowski. And it's being posted by the American Thinker. It's a good news outlet, kind of an opinion outlet, really. But they have some really good stuff there. I don't always agree 100% with every writer, but it's always good to read these. He says in this article, on November 2018, we learned that there are two different Americas. They are not black and white. They are not rich and poor. They are those that has failed to learn from history, convinced that socialism is too extreme to the American psyche to merit serious attention, and the other that clandestinely believes that socialism, in fact, has already arrived and is making sure that America can no longer live without it. Just think about that phrase. They're making sure, the socialist Democrats, that you cannot live without government assistance, government help, government control. Look at what they're saying, and then look at how they live. Bernie Sanders is an example. I don't know if he's going to run for president again or not, but he let his people down. He took a buy-off. He owns five houses, and dare he, tell you that you use too much heat in just one house. Let's go on. The collapse of the Soviet Union in December of 1991 and the subsequent dissolution of the so-called socialist camp did not result in the demise of Marxism, of Marxist ideology. Marxists exhibited the remarkable endurance. It successfully adapted to new reality and relocated to the United States, where it acquired a new life within the Democrat Party. In 2008, this virus culminated in the election of the Marxist socialist, he claims, Barack Obama, whose principal achievement was the successful transformation of the Democrat Party into the de facto socialist Democrat Party. Think about that for a little bit. For those who are not familiar with the terminology, social democracy is a political ideology that has its goal the establishment of socialism through implementation of a policy regime that includes, but is not limited to, now pay attention to this list and pay attention to what all these Democrats are saying. High taxation, government regulation of private enterprises, and establishment of universal welfare state. Now go back to what the Communist Manifesto tells you, and go back to what the Rules for Radicals by Sal Alinsky says. And you can put it all together. They are socialists. The elections are a clear warning, he says, to America that Karl Marx's vision, democracy is the road to socialism, and it's poised to be fulfilled. I'm not sure it hasn't already been fulfilled. Just look where we are. Just look where we are in this nation. Do you think you own anything? Look what they've done to the currency. Look what they've done to property. Look what they continue to do to you, and we just keep falling for it. The Democrats have dropped all liberal or progressive pretenses. They run on pro-Marxist ideology, denouncing capitalism and promising miraculous fulfillment of equalitarian dreams. And, for the most part, score significant victories. Why do you think they're scoring so many victories? Are we that greedy that we want it now? We want everything now and yeah, to heck with our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, the future generations of this nation. He goes on, even in the states with the where the Republicans won, they won with razor-thin margins. In Texas, Florida, Arizona, Mississippi, and Nevada, and even California's Orange County, which have been the bastions of capitalism and free enterprise, the socialists have taken over and came close. It's too close for comfort, he says. The Republican Party also lost the House. Although under Paul Ryan's leadership, it was Republican in name only, the loss couldn't be understated. Now, you have to remember, Paul Ryan told President Donald Trump as he was campaigning for the presidency, you're not going to get the wall. And he did not get the wall under Paul Ryan. We had control. We had control those last 4 years with President Barack Obama, and we did nothing. Oh, and I'll tell you, well, it's because he was going to veto it anyway. Well, get to work. At least show the American people you're trying. They were trying, but not for you. In the absence of ideological counterweight, the Democratic Party, over the last few decades, has built a huge army of supporters and a diversified arsenal of election weaponry. The millions of Americans who depend on the government one way or another are the Democrats' army. Today, 22 million Americans, that's 14% of the labor force, are employed by governments at the federal, the state, and local levels. Now remember, we've just had this shutdown and we did a little research. Over 800,000 people are employed by the federal government. Moreover, about 50% of Americans do not pay income tax, and millions receive welfare checks, food stamps, and other forms of government assistance. The slogan of the Boston Tea Party was, "No taxation without representation," but it's been replaced, he says, with representation without taxation, because you see, these people that are on the government toll, they don't pay taxes. Those strategic advantages are augmented by the most destructive weapons in the Democratic Party's arsenal. Illegal voting. In the regions where socialism has not yet attained the American voters, the Democrats are offering suffrage to foreigners. The people of California have already subordinated their voting rights to the millions of immigrants, illegal aliens, I will call them, crossing their open borders. Recently, California began automatically register illegal aliens to vote when they obtain or renew a driver's license. Now think about that, these sanctuary cities. Think about what's going on with these things. In Texas, Arizona, and Florida, the Democrats organized massive voter registration drive to register illegal aliens to vote and devised ballot harvesting, which in reality is a voter manufacturing technique that is designed to keep the ballots coming until the results flip. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a correction. We have more than 800,000 federal workers. We only had 800,000 that were considered non-essential and not getting paid. That's scary. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have some callers holding. I'm going to ask you to be patient with me. I do want to finish this article. As we were reading this before the break, we were talking about basically voter fraud that's perpetrated by the Democrat Party. He goes on in here and says, in the process, the Democrats gave new meaning to every vote be counted and invented a new definition for democracy. It is no longer voting, it's counting. If a consensus on the legitimacy of the American elections breaks down, and very legitimate legitimacy of our democracy would be questioned. You see, it isn't Russia that's the problem. As John Adams put it, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Those others have been exploited. They've exploiting the inadequacy of our Constitution with no sense of legal or moral restraints in the effort to bring this country in conformity with the socialist principles. Let me just add here, a moral and religious people don't sacrifice their children. For those who haven't learned much in school or suffered historical amnesia and voted for socialism, here is a sober reminder. Just like all the democracies preceding ours, this one isn't immune to self-destruction. We're not too big to fall. To prevent that would be otherwise inevitable reason for must confront falsehoods. We must confront the falsehoods with the superior principles of religion, free enterprise, and individual liberty. We must stop hiding behind the empty assertion that we are lovers of freedom and take a stand. We have to reject a democratic rubbish and recognize the obvious. The country that has twice elected a black president cannot be racist. Attacks on the Second Amendment are an attempt to disarm the law-abiding citizen. The political system responsible for millions of deaths cannot be superior. The capitalist economic system, which is based on individual liberty, cannot be immoral. No borders means no sovereignty, and economic equality can only occur in poverty. Should the challenges exceed the level of our endurance and the conversion to a new reality is allowed to materialize, America's future will look like the Soviet past, and we will become the unfortunate generation dying bankrupt and telling our children and our grandchildren work hard and pay forever for our failure to stop the utopian dream. Now I'm going to back up just a second before I go to the phone. He says, we cannot be immoral. He said, okay, I want to back up a little farther, that we twice elected a black president. That would be President Barack Obama. And we are not, as a nation, racist. Well, there are certain people who are prejudiced in every race. Not just the white people, not just the black people, but every race. There are prejudices. But as a nation, we are not that kind of people. Even though people like Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and some of these others on the Democrat side, they keep telling us we are, and they say the president is. He may be a lot of things, but that's not what he is. Don't be buying their lies. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil wanted to talk about free health care. Come on, it's free. How you doing, Neil?
Right, yeah. Because I'm a veteran, I get the free health care, right? This is how they operate. And now because I'm outside the 40-mile radius of a VA facility, I'm on the Veterans Choice Program. So I can go to a local doctor that's closer.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they do. Because you're covered by the VA, these local doctors, or at least the ones I've run into, want to milk this for all they can get, right? So I had a ganglion cyst diagnosed on the back of my hand.
Okay.
Which, you know, and the doctor that diagnosed it originally, and then there was another doctor, there was actually two of them, they wouldn't do anything about it. They sent me to a specialist, right? There was actually no need to go to a specialist. All they do is stick a needle in it, draw the fluid out. Because I talked to other physicians later after I made the mistake of having them shoot it with cortisone. You know, the second doctor I went to, he shot with cortisone, right?
Yeah.
Which just made matters worse.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it made it so worse that I had to have surgery. They had to remove this thing, which is about the size of my thumb, and it was pressing on my tendons, and I was losing grip on my right hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but this is what they do to you. When all you had to do was draw the fluid out, and 90% of the time, that eliminates the problem.
Yeah, it's not every time, but they can do that. It'll come back. I mean, they told me I had one on the inside of mine on the wrist, and they told me just slap the family Bible on it and bust it. That didn't work. Mine was hard as a rock. So they did have to surgically remove mine, but They put you through a gamut, didn't they?
Until they shot it with the cortisone, it didn't harden up.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter to me how many times you have to draw the fluid out of it, but having to have this surgery to have it removed because, and when he pulled it out of there, the doctor showed it to me, it was about the size of my thumb, you know, and what that was all that cortisone that shot into that fluid sac. Did it harden and become like a rock in there and was interfering with the operation of my tendons?
Sure it was. Yeah.
But you got to watch these doctors. You know, the only reason I go to VA medical, like I said, because it's free, but to get a diagnosis of what the problem is. Once I find out what the problem is through the blood work or whatever else they do, then I'll figure out how to take care of it with herbs or nutrition or vitamin mineral therapy or whatever I need to do. And I've got a half a dozen prescriptions because they keep wanting to give me drugs.
Right? Yeah, they do. Yeah, they love to pass out that medicine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They really, because every time they put you on a drug, it's like the cortisone. All right? I didn't know that it damages your adrenal gland.
Mm.
All right? And among other things. I mean, there's like a two dozen different side effects of cortisone.
Right. Right.
But, and so don't ever let them give you anything until you know what the side effects are, because most of the time, side effects are worse than the problem you have.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And do your homework. You know, it's easy to do your homework these days. Just do your homework and you can figure it out. And you may still need the physician. You may not, but you need to do your homework. So anyway, I appreciate it, Neil. Appreciate you giving us the encouragement and letting us know what's going on there.
Yes. Yeah,
nothing's free.
Yeah. You don't want to be on those prescription drugs for any reason. There's always a natural herbal or vitamin or just diet remedy that will take care of the problem.
A diet is a lot of our problems here in this nation. It truly is. Our
food. Big time. And, packaging. You have to watch the packaging. When it says 0 grams trans fat on the label,
read the small print.
Read the fine print, because it'll say per serving on there. And the FDA allows them to get away with labeling as 0% trans fat if it's below a certain percentage. If it's below, I think, a half a gram. Mm. And if a serving, like on the fig bars I was eating, which jack my cholesterol level up, it says 0 grams trans fat, but then the fine print says per serving. Well, then you find out a serving is one cookie. You know? And so if you're eating 3 or 4 packages of these things a day, like I was, and you start adding up the amount of trans fat that's in, you know, which is less than half a gram.
Neil, are you a cookie monster?
Oh, I love fig bars. It was one of my favorite cookies
when I was a kid, right? Did you say fig bars?
Fig bars, right.
Yeah.
Fig bars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they had them on sale at the local store for like four for a buck, when normally they're $1.69 a package. And so I just bought up
a bunch of them. Got them on sale.
Yeah, so I'm just picking out on these, what I thought were 0 grams trans fat. Then I go to the VA, my cholesterol level for the first time in my life is jacked up. And so immediately, and of course, what do they want to do? They want to put me on drugs, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Go pick them up from the pharmacy. So they send them to me in the mail. They're sitting on the shelf. I won't take them. I go and start checking my diet. Well,
but you cut back on them Fig Newtons, didn't you?
No, I stayed off. I gave all the Fig Newtons away to the local kids. You know?
Oh, give them to the children. Oh, I said. I'm just messing with you. We're heading into a break, Neil. Appreciate it. Thank you for the heads up on the Fig Newtons, because I like them too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. I gave you quite a lengthy reading, and I apologize for that. It's really a good article, and if you would like to have it so you can read it more intently yourself, just send me a self-addressed envelope. A little gift would be nice. It's called The Ideas of Socialism Transcend Time. It's from The American Thinker. You can just put Socialism Transcends Time. It's by Alexander Murkowski. It was really well put together, and I think we should stop and think about it and compare. Everybody talks about that Communist Manifesto. We talk about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Look at what those are and what the Democrat Party is pushing. Kamala Harris. She's pretty. She dresses nice. She doesn't necessarily talk pretty. But she's pushing socialism. She's pushing socialism. They're telling you, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, free health care, free education, free everything, Medicare for everyone, Medicaid for everyone. Don't buy it. Do not fall into that trap. Do not condemn your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren to slavery. And that's exactly what it will be. Look at Venezuela right now. I'm not sure they're going to make it. They keep saying they're going to make it. They've got a new president, but the old president refuses to step down. And we're having a little trouble with Russia there. President Donald Trump is getting really rough on Russia, although, you know, he's colluded with them, according to the Democrat Party, who we know really is the one who colluded. Well, the State of the Union address is back on. She has decided to invite the president back. I don't know how long that'll last, but she, meaning Nancy Plastic Pelosi, has invited him back, and we're going to have that on February the 5th. They have decided on that date. So put that on your calendar. I think you want to make sure you hear that, and you watch how the Democrat Party reacts. And if you'd like that poem, I've got that on Facebook, and I've also got it on the blog, The Democrats Will Not Stand. It's kind of a little spoof on Dr. Seuss's types of rhymes that I wrote last year after the State of the Union address, when they sat there with their smirks and they refused to stand, they refused to clap, and they just hate everything about this president. The truth is, they hate you and they hate this nation. So we have CEO Schultz from Starbucks going to run as an independent in 2020. He's announcing that. He's got everybody a little upset, including the Democrat Party. They are very angry with him because he will take votes away from the Democrat Party and President Trump will get elected. And they think right now they've got a good chance of defeating him. I don't think they do. I think the American people are smarter than that. And if they are not, perhaps we deserve to be Venezuela. However, we shall see how that one's... But, you know, something that bothers me, because nobody ever explains it, but this Starbucks CEO, Schultz, Howard, he gets up and says the president is not qualified to be president. Why is he qualified? What has he done other than he's a successful businessman? What has he done to qualify him to be president? What has Kamala Harris actually done? She's just a two-year senator, I think, isn't she? Or representative. She's only been in office 2 years. What has she done that makes her qualified, other than she's a politician, to be president? Well, it's because he wasn't a politician that we elected him. We're going to talk about this article tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have Michael Cutler on. He is a retired INS super senior agent. We call him super agent. He's retired, and he was boots on the ground. And we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. He's very interesting. He moves really fast, so you have to get your fast ears on. Well, this was written by Christy Rudy, and it's about Trump. He said, Trump wins when he loses on the border wall. And I thought this was an excellent, excellent article. It's coming from Newsmax. It says, the press would like to spin these days is that the President Trump lost to Nancy Pelosi. Now, the press, and I'm talking about both sides of that. Lou Dobbs was livid at the president on Friday. He was livid. And I'm just sitting there, come on, Lou, lighten up a little bit. He says, but Trump has a way of winning when he loses. And this will prove to be one of those cases. Trump just oversaw the longest shutdown in history. For doing so, he was slammed with a blizzard of negative headlines and media bashing. His poll ratings took a hit, though the decline is manageable, he says. The media gloating, oh, they were, that Pelosi's victory missed, they kind of missed the point. The country likes it when Trump is strong, especially strong against Washington and Congress, and even when he is sometimes wrong. The last I checked, he says in this, Congress had an approval rating of half of what the president's is, and the media has fared not much better. The media has a really low approval rating, and so does Congress. Trump was elected in Washington to go to Washington because he wasn't Washington. So, did he get the wall funding? No, not this time. But he has moved the needle. By the end of the shutdown, the Democrats are signaling that they give him the full $5.7 million in border security funds he asked for, though they don't want the word wall used in the appropriations. It's fine. We won't use the word wall. We'll use protected barriers. Trump's problem is not him. It was the fact that he never had the buy-in of congressional Republicans. That was the problem. And he says, he goes in here, and we're running out of time, and he explains where Paul Ryan was, and even Mitch McConnell. They have all been obstructionists, not just the Democrats. And he says here, and I want you to remember this, last year during the omnibus bill, Schumer got billions in direct and indirect funding for the rail tunnel while congressional Republicans failed to use their leverage to get a border barrier. He got billions for a tunnel in New York, and we didn't get a wall. And it was the Republicans in charge at that time. This is an excellent article. Go to Newsmax and look that up. It was by Christopher Rudy, and he did an excellent, excellent job explaining that the president wins even when he loses. He's going to outsmart him. He's got his money on him. He said, if you're not betting on Trump, you better take your cards off the table. Well, I hope he's right. He is outnumbered. Except for you out there. I know a lot of you hate Donald Trump. But do you hate him so much that you're willing to turn this nation over to the socialist Democrats and the globalist Republicans? Because it truly is up to you. You need to be that storm that makes those phone calls, put your foot down when you're in the voting booth, and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.